This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Delta reports earnings later this morning. Current low fuel prices are helping it and other airlines fly at lower cost. But other expenses help determine what carriers make and how much they charge us to fly. Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
The airline industry took it on the chin for at least a decade. Remember when oil was $100 a barrel? Wasn't that long ago? Blaine Nickerson is associate editor for AirlineReporter.com.
Fuel has all of a sudden become their second biggest cost of operating. The first is being their labor, staffing, and benefits.
If airlines are reporting good news for shareholders, it doesn't go unnoticed by labor unions. Delta did announce a base pay increase for many of its employees effective December 1st, but it cut profit sharing. Jeff Johnson is the dean of aeronautics at Lynn University.
Most people that work in the industry just kind of, I hate to say this, they get used to it. Everybody looks forward to bonuses than actual pay raises.
As for the price of your next flight, probably not going down anytime soon, but
when you look at what an airline ticket cost in 1995 versus what an airline ticket costs today, I mean, airfare is incredibly affordable.
And after mergers, we're left with little competition, with just three major airlines operating in the U.S. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.